It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide on HPR One stations, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. And then it's archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. And this week we have a returning guest, Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. They specialize in riding instruction for all kinds of folks, but in particular, they also offer this for people who have various special needs. It's an activity that has a lot of value with the movement that comes from being on a horse, plus the interaction with an animal. And they do this very unusual outreach, too, because they have special miniature horses. And these are tiny horses that visit individuals who can't visit their program. And they do that for folks who can't get out due to physical or financial reasons. And they have an annual Christmas party fundraiser Saturday, December 14th, 4 to 8, Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse. It's a BYOB event, it says. It includes dinner, a bounce house, raffle, and silent auction. And best of all, the proceeds benefit their programs. We're going to learn more about the organization and the event and how the Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii can be supported with their executive director, Dana Venon. Hey, Dana, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Before we hear about the special event where people can support your programs, let's hear about those and also explain, as I was sort of talking when introducing you, how it relates to folks with disabilities.
So most of what we do is therapeutic riding sessions. We are certified to do that by the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship that provides certification education worldwide, really. So what that looks like is a horseback riding lesson. However, we look for our riders' mental state and physical welfare. We're trying to use horses to improve both of those to the extent of our ability.
How many horses do you guys have?
We have 10 lesson horses right now.
Those are regular full size.
Regular full size, varying from smaller to bigger, so we can work with a variety of riders. And then we have four of the miniatures, two of which are currently our outreach team.
Their maximum size is how many pounds?
Ours weigh about 200 pounds. Ours are kind of on the smaller end. My mom on the Big Island works with a little bigger miniature horse that she can actually put little riders on for pony rides sometimes.
Okay. But these no riding.
Too small.
And is the program for all ages? What's the age range for it?
We are allowed to work with individuals over the age of 4 years. And then we do make sure that we don't work with anyone who can be damaged from riding a horse. So pretty rare individuals with hip or spinal issues, neck issues, not enough head control. Those types of riders we encourage to work with our miniature horses rather than putting them on a big horse that lateral vestibular movement could cause more damage rather than helping them.
Right. You're saying that there's still a lot of value that can come from just being around the little horses. And
the mini horses are just so fun to be around, and they'll make people forget that they're not well or not happy. And it's kind of a neat thing to see. They can have, just as much an impact as the larger horses.
In terms of folks who, if they have any question regarding if their disability or special need would be okay medically to do this,
they could check with me first. The part of our PATH certification is that we're able to recognize issues that might be a problem. And a lot of times, if it doesn't involve spine or hips, it's not a problem. But I'm happy to talk to anyone who might have that question
and let them know.
And then I'll definitely refer them to a doctor if I have any questions.
Right, I get you if you're at all unsure.
Right.
So it's open for a lot of folks. What are the costs?
We charge $35 for a half-hour riding session, and we charge $50 for a one-hour riding session. And we don't charge anything for our miniature outreach program as long as it's going to some place where people physically or financially cannot come to our place. Private schools, we don't do too much. Public education, especially special education, love going to like those real urban schools. Kids don't get to get out to see horses as much.
The same case, it can be so if people who are elderly or in a care facility or someone who manages, works, has something to do with a place like that or has a loved one in it and they're hearing this and they're thinking, wow, would you recommend they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Senior centers are great. We do a lot of senior centers. The minis are really perfect height for people in wheelchairs or
right.
People who are sitting. Their heads come right into their laps and they'll come and visit.
When you say wheelchairs, just people who have a disability or
yes.
People who are in a bed, cannot get out of a bed, especially people who are in a wheelchair. People with intellectual disabilities, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen videos of it, and it's just, you feel better just watching the video of these creatures. They're so, the energy they give off.
You're right. You just see a little video on Facebook and you're, you know, it's kind of a neat, easy thing that we can do that just brings a lot of joy to people. You know, it's not curing anything, but it makes people forget that, you know, maybe there isn't a cure for what they have for a little while and makes them happy. So
is there any pay rate difference for the general public versus someone who has a disability?
There isn't. We just do it as cheap as we can so the most number of people can participate.
How do you guys get your funding?
We do our writing sessions at a loss. So some of the things that we do are fundraisers. We have a couple annual fundraisers, our horse show and country fair in the spring. And then we do, you mentioned earlier, our Christmas fundraiser coming up, those two. And then we also run camps for more able-bodied independent kids.
So this event is how you guys, you mentioned it, the Christmas party fundraiser, Saturday, December 14th, 4 to 8, at the Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse, BYOB event, with some dinner. And well, I'll let you describe it. What's going to be happening at this event? And paint a picture for folks. It's radio, so try to be as visual as you can in your description.
It's really fun. And I, you know, we do get a lot of donors who go to a number of these charitable fundraisers. And ours is a little different, that it's in this outdoor setting and it's the polo field at sunset. It's very casual. Kids are just running around screaming in a bounce house. We have a sunset hayride that goes around the polo field, gives people a chance to kind of cruise around the field and take a look at the sun setting over the mountains. We try to keep it cheap so that people can come, but we also have a silent auction and a raffle. People want to come and spend a little more money and keep the program on the road through the rainy season. That we try to give them every opportunity to spend money, but also just, it's a great Christmas fun family event.
Are there horses at the event?
We offer people to catch the hayride across to go visit the horses at the barn, and we did actually have the minis come through. We definitely try to bring them over and have them on the field, or we invite people to go see them at the barn if we don't have enough time to get them there.
People could help you by obviously coming to the event, is what you're saying. But then on top of that, you mentioned you're going to have a raffle, silent auction. So sounds like somebody could donate items to you.
Absolutely. That would be most helpful if anyone has any gift certificates, things like that, items that could help us raise funds. We'll take whatever we can get for that.
Volunteering
for that event, we could use a few people, but thanks for bringing that up. Volunteers in general at our place, always welcome. I would say about 80% of the work done at our place is done by volunteers. I'm the only full-time staff. We have one part-time staff, and everything else is done by volunteers. Horse experience is not necessary. We're happy to provide training. If anyone has interest in learning about horses, being around kids, we're always welcome to have you.
Let me give the contact information. thhwaimanalo.org. There's an email contact form at the website. Is there an email address you guys use, or is it best to just use that email contact form at the website?
My email is Dana, D-A-N-A, at thhwaimanalo.org, which is basically the website address.
And then you can speak to our guest yourself. You can also give a call out to the organization, 808-342-9036. Full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, all of our previous Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is coming up Saturday, December 14th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Annual Christmas party fundraiser at the Waimanalo Polo Field Clubhouse with Therapeutic Horsemanship of Hawaii. And Executive Director Dana Venon has been our guest again today. So on behalf of all the people who are going to get some joy out of spending time with them and maybe ease some of the discomfort in their lives through being around the horses, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.